It's a government impacting a domain, producing a citizenship that looks just like the king. You know, it's amazing in the Bahamas, when we were colonized by the British, we began to look just like the British. We wear neckties in 90 degrees. We spoke the king's English, and we drank tea 4 times a day in 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And we drive on the left-hand side of the street. And we studied every king of England in school. We memorized every one of Henry VIII's wives, even the ones he killed. We memorized every play of Macbeth, Shakespeare. We studied everything. Why? Because when a kingdom colonizes you, its lifestyle becomes your lifestyle. So in the Bahamas, we know nothing about Africa. All we know about is England. That's how kingdoms colonize. They take away your history and give you a new one. When you come into the kingdom of God, God takes away your history of sin and degradation and abuse and depression and sickness and fear. And he gives you heaven's wonderful history of salvation and peace and joy and love and long-suffering and goodness and kindness. And you become a son of the living God. Give God a praise if you are in the kingdom of God. The kingdom, therefore, doesn't have members. It has citizens. Paul says your citizenship is in heaven, even though you are living on earth. You know me, I'm from the Bahamas, where God lives. And, you know, even though I'm in the Bahamas, I mean from the Bahamas, I am in Australia. But I am still a Bahamian. My location does not change my disposition. I am a citizen of the Bahamas, but I am in Australia. So I am in Australia, but not of Australia. So when Paul says, hey, your citizenship is not from earth, it's in heaven. Even though you are here, your official papers are in heaven.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
He's my El Shaddai, my El Shaddai, my El Shaddai. He's the first of enemy is trying to figure out, how can you pull this off? They're trying to figure out, how are you still around? How are you still praising God? How are you celebrating God? You tell them, I got on iron.
Oh,